My name is Agata Kołodziej. I'm a reporter for the Oko Press, a Polish editorial office. And this is the Lens EU podcast. Lens, localized European news service, is a consortium of 9 organizations active in media and addressing audiences directly in 6 countries. We are discussing our shared European present and future. What brings us satisfaction? What causes concern? How European Union countries intend to tackle problems of today, and how they are planning our shared future. I invite you to the first episode of the Lens EU podcast titled Zooming In on What Drives Europe's Community. We are waiting for the first ever European Union summit of heads of state or government on housing to be held in 2026. Why? Millions of Europeans are struggling to find a home they can afford. According to data from the European Commission, 82 million Europeans, one in five, spend more than 40% of their monthly income on housing, significantly more than recommended 30%. The housing crisis is hindering job mobility, access to education, and starting families. It is also undermining the competitiveness of the European Union economy and our social cohesion. These are general slogans. How does it work in practice? Corrective Europe has prepared a fascinating analysis. It's an international network of independent newsrooms and local journalists from over 35 countries. Let's give voice to Lilith Gruhl, Corrective Europe international reporter from Germany.
At the beginning of this year, we at Corrective Europe investigated a presumption that sounds almost unbelievable at first. Could it be that nurses in Europe cannot afford to live in the places where they work? What we found was deeply worrying. Indeed, for many places the presumption was proving right. And when we look at Poland, nurses have a particular hard time in large cities such as Warsaw. There, the monthly mortgage installment would cost more than 70% of their average net salary. To come to this conclusion, we compared rental and property prices with nurses' salaries in different countries and regions across Europe. For this research, we did 2 data analyses. It was enormous. So the first step was to dig deep into the data which researchers from the Aspen's House for All project collected. They scraped online rental and sale listings across Europe on a weekly basis from March 2024 to March 2025. Therefore, we were able to learn about the situation in nearly 100,000 municipalities and cities across the European Union, as well as Norway, Iceland and Switzerland. It is important to note that the rental data only includes private flats advertised online, so it does not cover things like social housing or non-profit rentals, but some furnished apartments may also be included. Therefore, the data does not represent the whole housing market, but it does show what people are likely to face when searching for a new home online without personal contacts or a waiting list. The same applies to the sales data, which only includes properties listed online. We looked at both rents and housing prices because across Europe most people actually own the homes they live in. For the second step, we combined the analysis of general housing affordability across Europe with nurses' incomes. To do this, we gathered data on nurses' salaries by asking each national statistical office for the national and/or regional averages. In the end, we were able to answer the question, can nurses in Europe still afford to live where they work? In more than 15% of cities and towns across the European Union, as well as Norway, Iceland and Switzerland, nurses simply do not earn enough to afford a small 45 square meter flat, whether that is renting it or buying it. Or in other words, between March 2024 and March 2025, we found that 1 in 7 municipalities across Europe was unaffordable for nurses. And in more than a third of European municipalities, even buying a small flat was out of reach. One might wonder, why did we choose the job category nurses for this? They are an example of a professional group with an average salary in Europe. Plus, they are trained professionals doing work that every society depends on, as the COVID-19 pandemic has reminded us. But to be honest, if even nurses can no longer afford housing in the region they work, then something much bigger is happening. Experts we spoke to warn that the unaffordability of housing creates a lack of prospects for current and future generations. Franziska Silka from the House for All project gives the example that people might put major life decisions on hold. Things like starting a family, moving in with a partner or taking a job in another city. Franziska Silka and other experts observing that housing costs are also becoming an economic problem. They warn that young professionals can no longer afford to live in major cities, making it harder for businesses to find workers. We, Korrektiv, are a German outlet, so naturally we took a closer look at the situation here. In 7 of Germany's 10 largest cities, rents were considered unaffordable for nurses. The problem is especially severe in southern Germany and around major urban centers, where hospitals are already struggling to recruit staff. Therefore, one city we focused on was Freiburg. We spoke to Andreas Bernhardt. He is the nursing director at Artemed Kliniken. He says that hospitals in Freiburg urgently need nurses and care workers, but many applicants cannot find somewhere affordable to live nearby. He just had the following case. On his first day at a clinic of Andreas Bernhardt's, a newly hired nurse arrived carrying a suitcase. Not because he was heading to the holidays after work, but because he had nowhere to stay. Despite having a full-time job, therefore a valuable contract, the nurse could not find housing he could afford close to his new workplace. The hospital eventually placed the nurse in a hotel, temporarily, until another flat became available. At first, this story sounded exceptional. But during our reporting, we discovered this was by far not a single case. Some hospitals in Germany are now renting flats themselves to attract employees, such as the Artemed Clinic, where Andreas Bernhardt is employed. They even decided to hire their own real estate agent to tackle the problem. But also other healthcare institutions in Freiburg are struggling. They have started cooperating to help workers find housing. This shows that the housing crisis is no longer just a housing issue. It is becoming a healthcare issue, an economic issue, and a social issue. This shows that the housing crisis is no longer just a housing issue. It is becoming a healthcare issue, an economic issue, and a social issue. When workers cannot afford to live near their jobs, hospitals lose staff, public services weaken, and communities become harder to sustain. So why has housing become so expensive across Europe? One big reason is that land is limited while demand keeps growing, especially in cities. More investors are buying property, not enough new homes are being built, and short-term holiday rentals are pushing prices up even further. Low interest rates in recent years and the rise in a single-person household have also played a role. The situation is so urgent that it is being discussed in the European Parliament and the European Commission. The EU's Housing Commissioner, Dan Jørgensen, even warned that if people across Europe no longer have stable housing, then democracy itself could be at risk. In response, the European Commission has now introduced its first affordable housing plan, aimed at increasing investment and making it easier to build new homes. Whether the affordable housing plan pays off, we will see in the coming years.
Lilith mentioned affordable housing plan created by the European Commission. The Commission underlines several issues. First, since 2013, house prices in the European Union have risen by over 60%, while average rents have risen around 20%, with rents in urban areas climbing even higher. In countries like Portugal, Lithuania, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Bulgaria and Poland, real estate prices have increased by 200% over past decade. Second, just 6 or 7% of European Union's housing stock is social housing. Third, 20% of homes remain unoccupied. Fourth, short-term rentals have surged 93% between 2018 and 2024. The Commission estimates that Europe will need to build more than 2 million homes each year to meet current demands, 650,000 more homes annually on top of the 1.6 million built today. Delivering these additional homes would require investment of approximately 153 billion euro per year. Proposed solutions: supporting areas affected by housing shortages as part of Affordable Housing Act to be adopted in 2026. The Commission will support national, regional and local authorities to address the issues, notably linked to short-term rentals. It will also address concerns on speculative practice and help EU countries driven forward structural reforms, supporting those most affected by the crisis. The Commission intends to support young people, students and trainees, for example, by piloting a guarantee scheme to reduce or eliminate the need for a security deposit, and essential workers who cannot live in the communities they serve, faster permitting and renovation process. The plan aims to reduce costs by cutting administrative burdens linked to EU housing rules, investment support and simpler state aid rules. The plan will boost investment in social and affordable housing, including through a new pan-European housing investment platform. It will also simplify state aid rules, making it easier for European Union countries to support affordable housing. In reference to the European Commission's data on rising housing prices, I will add some data from the Polish perspective. It may be a bit controversial, or at least surprising. I checked whether housing in Poland has really become so expensive and unaffordable in recent years. Because what does expensive even mean? The price is high if employee wages are too low. Between 2006 and the end of 2024, the average price per square meter in Poland's seven largest cities increased by 145%. And salaries during that time increased by 206%. What is important, I'm analyzing the average salary not in the corporate sector, as it only covers employees of companies employing at least 10 people, but the average salary in the national economy, as it also reflects the earnings of employees of smaller companies and the entire public sector. I checked the same for Warsaw, because it is the capital city that also attracts housing investors and speculators more than other cities. It turns out that average apartment transaction prices in Warsaw increased by 120% between 2006 and 2024, while the average salary in the national economy increased by 206%. And once again, it seems that since 2006, our ability to afford an apartment has significantly improved, not worsened. I also analyzed a city called Kielce, a not-so-large city with fewer than 200,000 inhabitants and, moreover, a city experiencing significant depopulation. I was surprised that the increase in apartment prices in Kielce since 2006 was significantly greater than in large cities. But it still hasn't caught up with the increase in wages. The average price per square meter of an apartment there increased by 201% from 2006 to 2024, and wages by 206%. Why am I telling you all this? Financial Times wrote recently that there is possibility that social media intensifies and consolidates people's reaction to trends such as housing difficulties, making decades-long process feel like sudden waves, amplifying economic concerns and creating a persistent sense of insecurity. So, maybe Europe does not have a problem with house prices. Maybe the main problem is the rent gap. Not everyone needs to buy a house or apartment in their lifetime. But many cannot afford commercial rentals either. Therefore, the lack of social housing is a key problem. How big? Estimates show that 35% of households in Poland are in the rent gap, meaning they cannot afford to buy or rent an apartment or house. But it's only estimates, and only for Poland. Let's hear how other European countries define housing problems.
Hello, my name is Artūrs Guts and I'm a journalist at TV Net Group in Latvia. Yes, across Europe, housing affordability has become one of the biggest social and economic challenges. But the nature of the crisis differs from country to country. As I have noticed in Poland, much of the debate focuses on rising housing prices and whether wage growth has kept pace. In Latvia, the challenge is more structural. According to Latvia's housing affordability guidelines for 2023-2027, the problem is not only about prices, but also about the overall condition, quality and availability of housing. As you may know, a large share of Latvia's housing stock was built during the Soviet era and is now rapidly aging. Many apartment buildings are energy inefficient and in poor technical condition, while household incomes remain below the European Union average. As a result, many people struggle to afford modern housing or invest in renovations. One of the clearest indicators is overcrowding. Latvia has one of the highest overcrowding rates in the European Union, with nearly 30% of people living in overcrowded homes. We also face a serious shortage of affordable rental housing, especially outside Riga. In many regional towns, there are very few modern rental apartments available. This affects labor mobility and, of course, also regional development, because people cannot easily relocate for work opportunities. Another important issue is what our policymakers describe as the missing middle. Households that earn too much to qualify for social assistance, but too little to afford quality housing under market conditions. Especially young families are affected. Buying a first home is often difficult because banks apply strict lending requirements, especially in regions where financial institutions are more cautious about issuing mortgages. At the same time, many elderly residents struggle with heating costs in poorly insulated buildings. Social and municipal housing accounts for less than 2% of Latvia's total housing stock, and waiting lists for municipal apartments remain long. Our government plans aim to increase the housing stock by roughly 10,000 homes annually in order to renew the country's aging housing supply. But unfortunately, current levels remain far below that goal. Because of this, Latvia's housing affordability guidelines focus on three major priorities. First, renovating and improving the energy and efficiency of existing housing, especially Soviet-era apartment blocks I was talking about. Then second, increasing the supply of affordable rental housing, particularly in the regions. And finally, reducing administrative barriers and attracting more long-term investment into housing construction. In the end, I would like to say that at the European level, housing is increasingly viewed not only as a social issue, but also as an economic and demographic challenge. And Latvia is a really good example of this broader European reality, where the crisis is no longer only about rising prices, but also about aging household stock, regional inequality, and the long-term ability of people to build stable lives in their own country.
Hi guys, my name is Irena Ferlangasparovic. I'm a journalist in Croatian media outlet Telegram. I'm so glad we are talking about housing today, because it has become actually one of the key political issues here in Croatia. And some would say, finally. We have been in this not very good situation for quite some time. But it seems the government was hoping the market would fix it. Well, guess what? It didn't. So now they are rushing to find solutions. But first, just to give you a quick picture. If you look at the statistics, you might think, okay, this is not so bad. For example, only a small percentage of the population says they are overburdened by housing costs. It even looks like we are doing better than many others in the EU. There are several reasons for that. For example, our utility bills are still lower. Many people own their apartment or house. And there is a massive difference between different parts of the country. But at the same time, young people in Croatia leave their parental home on average at the age of 31.3. Yes, you heard me right. And this is the highest average in the entire EU. Why do you think that is? Also, in the last couple of years, we have been among the EU member states with the highest growth in real estate prices. As I mentioned, the affordability of a home depends heavily on where you live. In some small towns in Slavonia, which is the eastern part of Croatia, you can buy a house for the same price you would pay for less than 10 square meters in Zagreb. According to research by the Institute of Economics, for the amount of an average annual income in 2024, a person could buy almost an entire apartment in Ilok, a town in Slavonia, but only a couple of square meters in some communities on the Adriatic coast. So, what is going on? My colleagues usually highlight a few key factors. First, of course, tourism, as in any other Mediterranean country like Spain or Italy. And then inflation, which was, and still is, very high in Croatia. People who can afford it buy apartments in places like Zagreb or on the coast as a way to protect their savings from inflation, as an investment, or to generate income from tourism. You know what that means for prices, right? So, we don't have a problem with lack of apartments. It is estimated that nearly 600,000 apartments are actually vacant. We have a problem with the lack of affordable homes, especially in big cities and coastal towns. And this is even more problematic when you know that the rental market is wild, wild west. People who rent have no guarantees regarding rent prices or even how long they can stay in the property. So, what is our government doing? As I said, this has finally become a pressing political issue. So they are trying to find solutions. For example, a real estate tax, a VAT refund on new housing, state-managed leasing of unoccupied apartments. But for now, all these have a very limited impact. As for an EU solution, it's obvious there cannot be a one-size-fits-all solution at the EU level. However, local authorities here in Croatia are hoping there will be at least some EU funds available to co-finance the construction of affordable housing. The question, of course, is, will that be enough? And will it be soon enough?
It's time for conclusions. Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Commission, explained during a press conference in Strasbourg last year that solving the housing affordability problem at the European level is a matter of protecting citizens and our values. How can Europe be competitive if people working full-time are unable to support themselves? She said. Will the European Union protect its citizens, or will it be stuck with this problem for years until it is solved by the aging and dying out of Western societies because of demography? We will probably find out in the coming months. But finally, it's worth emphasizing that the European Commission's goal is deeper, and the sudden interest in housing may have a hidden agenda. It's a way to counteract the radicalization of societies and disarm the far right. Yes, anti-establishment parties on the right wing of the political spectrum are using the lack of affordable housing as a weapon. Their solution to the housing crisis are most often cloaked in anti-immigration rhetoric. In short words, housing for cultural indigenous people, not for outsiders. This is why Geert Wilders came to power in Netherlands in 2023. In Portugal, the Chega party, which espouses fascist values, became the first opposition force, largely fueled by its criticism of the state's inability to address the problem of rising property prices. The Oxford University conducted research showing that rising rent prices led to an increase in AFD support in cities and metropolitan areas in Germany. The United Nations has already warned that the housing crisis is a key social problem of the 21st century, affecting not only low-income workers, migrants, and single mothers, but also the middle class. Katrin Fleischi of the University in Florence believes that the decline in housing affordability perfect alliance with the agenda of the far right. She told the British newspaper The Guardian. It's easy to construct a narrative of elite versus people. It's easy to claim that migrants are treated better than native citizens. Therefore, solving the housing problem in Europe also means weakening the voices of the radical right.